Well, Eddie, the decks have been cleared. All inter-county action from Donegal point of view is over, and it's total concentration now on the championship. And a big weekend for all teams, but there's a couple of big teams as well looking down the barrel. If they don't get their numbers right this weekend, they could be sweating next week.
That's it, yeah. Like, you're looking there, maybe looking at Group A, the first, you know, your Glenswilly, they'll be thinking themselves they have to get the win this weekend. And, you know, with the stories we have of Michael at the moment, it'll be under pressure if he's not playing, so they need to get the win there. And then there's other teams then, you're looking at, you know, Killybegs will be coming up to, you know, at home.
Yeah, if you look at the, just quickly run through the groups, Dunlow and Ardragh won their opening games, Glenswilly and Bundoran have lost opening weekends. St Michael's won, the only team in Group B won. St Junan's and Kilcar drew. A draw can be very, very precarious in this kind of a competition.
Oh, well, that's it, yeah, because like, either way, they're still going to have to come out and get two wins, really, to get out of this group. So a draw, it's not like, all right, get a draw now and that's okay, but they still need two wins.
Hmm. And if we look through it, Neemura, Mallon won their opening games in Group C. Sean McCools and Glenn Finn, you know, they have to register as well. They have to try and get something in their meeting this weekend. So, and then in the final group, you have Niamh Connor obviously won and Guidore won. They're probably the fancy two. Four Masters have a championship pedigree. They have to get back on the winning horse this weekend as well. And Termon.
Yeah, that's it. And like Four Masters, you know, they're a team that's been, you know, they're just down to Division 2 this year. They're a team that's used to playing in the top division against the top teams. You know, anything could come good for them. Termon always put up a shock. They put Guidore out last year. You know, he can never take Termon not for granted against them, especially down the Burn Road.
And obviously, you know, for the county players in particular, you know, their total focus now is on the club and the championship. For the last round of games, obviously, they were very much concentrating on the first round of the championship or the second round of the championship against Monaghan.
Yeah, that's it. Like, they're maybe the last time they're only in with their clubs, maybe for that week or maybe the three or four days before the championship game. But now it's just the last couple of weeks they've been in with the clubs. They've got a couple of league games under their belt. And, you know, they're getting ready, just fully focused on the club football.
And we're probably in a better position to judge teams. And, you know, there's more form now than we looked at it the last time as well, because what, there's 14, 15 games in the league played.
That's it. Now is more form, really, because like we were saying last time, is getting ready for that first championship game. It's kind of nearly at the start of the season, the middle of the season. You can't go in thinking, right, we'll get ourselves half ready. You have to get ready to get the points on the board, but now everyone's all gearing towards us, peaking at the right time, and it's now to be peaking.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll quickly run through the games, and there's four obviously on tonight, Saturday, and there's four more tomorrow. So we'll start with Group A. Bundoran and Ardragh, they're meeting, they met a couple of weeks ago. Ardragh pulled off a big win up in Bundoran. Bundoran, as we said, have to get something. Ardragh could maybe copper pass in their place in the quarter final this weekend.
Well, that's it. Ardragh, you know, they got a big scalp the last game, beating Glenswilly. They had a good win there at the weekend, another tight game in their league against Termon, and they went up to Termon, played them and got the points. So they must be coming in a bit of confidence and a bit of a rhythm, and it's a good weekend to be going into a game for them against Bundoran, because I think if Ardragh keeps their heads right and keeps the momentum going, they could get another 2 points on boards, which leave them at four. Bundoran need to win this game. They didn't fare too well against Dunlow the last day out, even though they stayed with Dunlow for a fair part of that game, and then Dunlow ended up pulling away from them. So Bundoran, I'm sure they'll be in a better shape now than they were, because they've had a lot more Division 1 games under their belt as well.
Bundoran have been acquitting themselves quite well in Division 1, first year up.
They have, definitely. You know, they had a great run last year. This year then, that first game is a wee bit surprised, actually, Dunlow beating them so well. It was 2-11 to not 7 in that first game. I was a wee bit surprised that I thought Bundoran would have run them a bit tighter at least. But definitely now, in the last lot of league games, they've been picking up the points. They've been building up confidence, getting up to that bit of a higher level.
And they're at home. Home advantage obviously means for something.
Home advantage, yeah. You have to take it now when you get it, and it will mean for something. Then again, Ardragh went down to Burn Road last weekend. I know it's only a league game, but it was still maybe a relegation situation, and they got the points there. So it'll be a good tight game, but Bundoran definitely need to win this game, and Ardragh will be looking to say, look, let's get 4 points on the board.
Yeah, we'll get you to call them in a little bit later. The other game this evening is your own club, St Junan's. They're away to Killybegs. St Junan's are in that Shell's tricky situation where they drew with Kilcar the last day, Ryan McHugh getting a late point. Dunan's form seems to have really dipped since that, hasn't it?
Well, it's that kind of time of year in the form in the league you look at and say for a certain period of league after that first round of championship, maybe if there's a big break between the next round of championship, certain players be away, some players go abroad, some players on holidays, and you know, you're building again all the time, and it's these last couple of weeks you really are looking at to say, right, we've got everybody back. Maybe the form hasn't been going great, but then again, one or two changes in a Union team can make a huge difference, and no team will take them lightly. But Killy Beggs, again, they really need to get the points here to move on. Unions, again, they still need to get two wins to progress.
And we know, it's well documented, quite a number of St Unions players, Lee McMonagall, Darren Mulgrew, I think even Keelan Ward after the Ulster Championship all went to America. Who's back?
Most all these boys now are all back. You know, they've got a big panel that he's been working well with, giving a lot of young players, and there's a lot of young players coming through, and you know, they're not looking out of place. Yet a point, the games aren't going our way, maybe. But again, it's only a couple of wee areas we can fix, and it can happen.
Is Darren will go back? Is he?
He's not back at the moment. As far as I know, he's not back now. But I'm not going to lie to you.
Is it a case with St Jonas really that they picked up enough points early on in the league to survive? They're not all that worried. They've really become a championship team.
They are a championship team. They'll always be building. It's all about building, really. With Unions, you know, we're a bit blooding players, giving players opportunities, and getting them used to playing at a good level. I still always believe that you still have to kind of going fairly well in the league, and it's not a matter, right, we've got enough points now, we can just take the foot off the pedal. You're still progressing. You don't go out to lose a game, you go out to keep winning. And I just think some games went against Unions in racing to the league, but other than that, they'll still be a force to be reckoned with, I think, a couple of wins.
We learned during the week that Conor O'Donnell, well, we've known it for some time, is out injured from the heart of the defence, and Kevin Rafferty's injured as well.
Yeah, it's two big losses. You know, Conor O'Donnell was really impressed with Conor O'Donnell that last game against Kilcare. I was very impressed with that. The Unions team that day, they were playing some great football. But Conor was, you know, centre half back. He was doing a great job there, reading the game well. And it's just unfortunate to go out with the knee injury, you know.
Yeah, and we have the situation where a number of quite a number of the panel were involved in the hurling semi final last night. You know, playing again less than 24 hours later. Something wrong somewhere there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's crazy, really. You know, we talk about player welfare, and this player welfare card is used every so often, but like, you've players playing senior football and young players too. And
with Niall O'Donnell, what, four games was it something?
Niall would have potentially, yeah, that four games, but you have to manage it between all the managers involved with Niall. They have to manage this himself and how he's going to go. You couldn't put a player out, especially young fella, out four games. But why this game couldn't be played another day, but it's not. That's what it is. But these young fellas just playing involved in these teams, they are young, they're great characters, and they'll just shake themselves up and keep
and going. How many of that hurling team, you know, would you feel will feature tonight in the football?
It's hard to know. Maybe you could be talking three, maybe four.
Sean McVeigh.
You have Sean McVeigh, you have Connor Park, and then you have a couple of the younger fellas that's really kind of breaking through, and you know, they could get their opportunity, and they're good. They are good enough to do something.
The other game, two of the other games tonight is McCool's and Glenfenn, Termon and Gweedore. We'll talk about McCool's and Glenfenn first. Local derby, both of them pointless after the first round of games. So something's got to give here.
Yeah, someone's got to give here. Like these two teams. Like McCool's are going. You know, I was fancying them there early in the year. They're getting good momentum. They're up around the top of the table, and
that's in Division 2.
Both are Division 2 teams, and they were going fairly well. But one of them needs the points. And I'd say local derby. How can you call it local derby? Really, McCool's Glenfinn. You could say maybe McCool's are at home, might they edge it? Glenfinn will be come up there, and anything can happen in a derby game.
Yeah, and the big men here obviously is Marty O'Reilly, McCool's, Frank Midland, Glenfinn.
Yeah, you're looking at that too, and you know, Martin Riley, he's playing very well. He's really come all well this year. He's a fantastic player to watch. Good energy and working all the time. And Frank is just a great player, great attacker, and a great, you know, for Glenfinn. They always look at him, and he keeps working for them.
As you mentioned earlier, Termon play Gweedore this evening as well down in the Burn Road. That game has been brought forward, but in terms of time, throw-in time. Termini not going well, they're struggling in the league, you know, but Gwydor at the other end of the table, probably pipped for the top spot last week by Kilcar.
Yeah, but I'd say Gwydor, they're looking at the championship, really, you know, I think Gwydor will be one of the strong teams now this year with these great underage teams coming through the last couple of years from the minor level, with the experience of senior players they have. Gwydor will be really focusing on championship this weekend. They'll be a different team. They went out last weekend, maybe. I'm not think they're going to be too concerned about dropping off top spot or whatever in the league. But they know what Termini can do on their day. They done it to them last year. They put them out. It's up in the Burn Road as well. So Gwydor will be really focused now for this game. But Termini, this is it. They have to get these points.
What do you make of Gwydor at the moment? Have you seen much of them this year?
I haven't seen a huge amount of them. But again, Gwydor, they'd had so many players involved with county teams. It would be their only really last few weeks, I presume, would be getting that real knit together, because when players go away and they're at the county focusing on the county and then they're back in, it gives them really good confidence. And with the players at Gwydor have coming back in to give full commitment in their training for the last few weeks, it's a huge lift to any team.
Yeah, and as we said, there's four more games, Eddie, tomorrow, starting down at the Banks in Group C. Niamh Mura, up from Division, another Division 2 team, against Mallon, who dropped down from Division 1 last year, but have developed something of a championship pedigree over the last few years, haven't they?
Yeah, well, Niamh Mura and Mallon, they won their first two games, so they'll be coming into this game with already 2 points on the board and looking to cement their position in this group. Again, Mallon have to travel to Niamh Mura, so I could make a bit of a change. You know, if it had been the other way around, you might be swaying a different way. But Mallon have really kind of got themselves together now. They have a lot of players involved in soccer at the early stage of the year. So it's kind of nearly the later the year goes on for Mallon to keep themselves together. They have the pedigree, they have good quality players. And it's about getting them playing together regularly. Maybe what they miss at the start of the year with boys involved in the soccer and stuff. But Niamh Mura are building away, and like, they had a good league win last week as well.
Yeah, they've recovered, you know, because they've recovered. Early season, haven't they?
They have a terrible early season. Like, they're not sitting pretty at all in the Division 2, really, in order down in the second from bottom there.
And they're better than that.
But they are better than that. You know, they have the potential to be better than that. So,
and of course, your old boss, Eamon O'Boyle.
Yeah, Eamon's down there now, so he'll be working away at them, and they'll have everything.
And then tomorrow as well, it's Four Masters versus Niamh Connell, and we seem to forget nearly that Niamh Connell are the champions.
Yeah, Niamh Connell are champions. I think Niamh Connell are going very, very well.
You saw them last week.
I saw them last weekend, yeah, and what was very impressive with them, they were still able to have 3 or 4 maybe starters that didn't start that game and were able to come in and out, but they've a good, strong squad, a good balance, and you know, they're going to be, I think they're getting improving as the year goes on even more. Like.
Four Masters, do you give them any chance?
Four Masters have still got some very good players. They've got, you know, quality. They've been up at around the senior level in Division 1 for a number of years there now, and like, they could pull off a shock, but I still think it's going to be very hard to with the way Niamh Connell are going at the moment. And like, Four Masters are sitting in second in Division 2, so they're obviously going well as well in that division, but I still think Niamh Connell are...
Big game the weekend is, as we mentioned, Glenswilly in a spot of bother, lost their opening game. They take on Dunloe at Park Niamh Columba.
Yeah, Glenswilly, they have to win this game, and you know, it's great that they're home. They're probably out now Michael Murphy. That's a huge loss. I don't, you know, no matter how big an effort everybody else in the team puts in, it's still going to be a big gunk with Michael Murphy out, because Michael can change any game. Neil, whether he's back or not, I'm not sure, but he'll have missed a lot of games. So
that's Neil Gallagher.
Neil,
yeah.
Gallagher, yeah. So there's Glenswilly are well down two big men there, and it's going to be a big ask for them, especially Dunloe. Dunloe, you know, they got the points on the board in the first game, but then they have to travel up to Glenswilly in their nice, you know, tight crowd and around the pitch. Anything can happen. The Glenswilly boys get themselves up for it, but I think it's a big ask. But they need to get the result here, obviously, this weekend. But Dunloe will want to get another 2 points on the board.
And the big game, I suppose, is in town. Yeah, I think there's no great dispute about that. Kilcar going exceptionally well, top of the league last week, defeated Gwydor up in Towny. St Michael's going there, and they've recovered from a slow start.
And I have. And again, like that, you know, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, really, you know, with the county players coming back in, one or two players just come back into a squad for training can up the level of everybody else in and around it. And you just nearly know it, right? This is the business end of the season now. It's a big game. Michaels have got the 2 points from the first game. Kilcare have got the 1 point. None of these teams want to drop these points in this game, especially the way this league is at the, or this group in the championship is at the moment. It's a big ask to go down to Towny, but could Michaels do it? They are definitely a team that can do it if they can get Kilcare on the back foot. Kilcare is a fantastic attacking team. We know what scoring strengths they have. Even the last game with Kilcare and Unions, Ray McHugh put over two fantastic frees from out wide, where, you know, got them that draw with Unions. But
since Kilcare seem to have come on a lot even since that.
Definitely come on. They're getting stronger. I do like, you know, the league, especially this time of year now. The league form will show what teams are going well, what teams are gelling well. And Kilcare sitting there at the top, you know, on 24 points. They're flying it. The momentum is with them. They're at home, and they know if they can take 2 points from St Michael's, that'll be them sitting on three and possibly in control of this group.
What if it's St Michael's to do to win?
I think just go at them. Keep the defence obviously tight.
2 years ago they played them in the championship, and I think St Michael's played very defensive but hit them on the break, I think.
Definitely hit them on the break, you know. I think Kilcare can be got at there, to quite honest with you, if you get them on the break, because they're a very good attacking team. They like to attack, and if you give them that freedom to attack and set up play, you're going to be under a bit of pressure, because they've got the scorers that can actually score it as well, not just take up. You know, they can take the opportunities they make. If you can get at them, put them under pressure and break hard at them and break a strength. Michael's is a very, very strong team, and you know, Michael's has been knocking on the door a long time in around the championship between semi-finals and finals, and just never got over the line. But they've got the potential to do. That's why it's a big game this weekend, I suppose. These two teams.
How do you see it go?
I probably had an answer a few minutes ago, but more talked about it there now. I'm kind of even more confused. I think if Michaels can get at them and go at them, they'll have a strong enough core and defence to hold Kilcare's attack if they go at them and put them on the back foot. I think Michaels could do it.
Anyway, just recapping again, just to give us your verdict on these games. Bundoran and Ardragh this evening.
I'm swaying towards possibly Ardragh with the momentum they have, mainly because I haven't seen a huge amount of Bundoran. But then again, they're at home. But I think possibly Ardragh. You know, I was very, you know, impressed with the result they got down in the Burn last weekend. Yeah.
Kenny Begg, St Junans, we know where your heart is on this one. What's your head saying?
Yeah, my heart's off 100% with Junans. I still think Unions have it. I think if they, you know, there's a couple, one or two areas just to sort out, and I still think Unions will come out too strong. It'll be a good tight game. Killybegs have a few boys there that would be potentially very dangerous. Young Malloy there in the half forward line there, and then you have Bangalore and, you know, McFadden in midfield. Like, they're very strong there, but I still think Unions could have a broader coverage across the field to get on top of them at the end of it.
And McCool's Glenfenn.
I'm going to go McCool's. I know it's a derby, but I think McCool's home advantage, and McCool's have a good strong team all around, and I'll go with McCool's.
And Termin Guidoir, can Termin cause an upset, because it would be seen as an upset?
I think Guidoir will go up now, probably now knowing, look, we've been turned over by these boys before. I think Guidoir are a very strong team, so I'd say Guidoir, even though it's up in the Burn Road, I still think Guidoir will come up knowing that we can't let something like this happen again.
And in Group C, Niamh Mura Mallon.
Again, very hard one to call. Maybe if the roles have been reversed, Mallon were at home, it might be swaying more stronger towards Mallon. Niamh were, again, I haven't seen a huge amount of them, but their league form doesn't show great promise. But again, they have been doing a lot better in recent times, in the last few weeks and stuff. But I still think if Mallon can stick in with them, I think Mallon might actually pull over line with a bit more experience.
Four Masters at home to Niamh Connell.
I like Four Masters. I always liked them as a footballing team. I always enjoyed playing. It was always great football against them. Niamh Connell will, I just think, too strong across the board and on what they'll have coming off the bench.
And of course, as you've already cast your vote on Kilcare, Glenswilly, or Kilcare, St Michael's, Glenswilly, Dunlow.
I think Dunlow. I think they'll know it will come up. It's one of the ones. It's definitely one of the games that it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Glenswilly, because the one thing about them, they'll go out and they'll leave everything on that field. I think Dunlow maybe have a better balance, and taking the blow of Michael maybe being out, it'd be still too hard to overcome.
Yeah. So that's it. We're looking forward to a busy weekend, and certainly a lot will be ironed out this weekend.
Yeah, this again will show. Some teams will be no result this weekend. That's them gone. Some teams then again, like that group B there at Unisnum, a point's no good. All teams need to win another two games to cement it in that group. So this weekend will really iron out a few teams that will be definitely gone, and other teams then are still going to be fighting to the very end.